prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This 22nd day of August, 2022. Welcome to the next broadcast. We're glad you're with us. We'll bring up a guest I had on. It's been a long time ago. We'll bring up a gentleman named John Potash. We'll tell you about it in a minute and why we're going to talk to him. But before I do that, I have a couple prayer requests, if you don't mind. I know many of y'all remember Tex Myers. And if you ever talked to his office, you'd probably talk to Michelle. She worked for Tex for 25, 26 years. Of course, now she's working with her new boss and Jerry Merritt and such a Jerry Barrett. I'm sorry, and such a sweet, sweet lady. Well, she found out she has lymphoma. The doctor says he thought he could help her, but please keep Michelle in your prayers. She's such a good lady. Keep her in your prayers, please. And also for a gentleman named Brian. He had some kind of a seizure the other night. The first time he had one in 9 years. Pretty bad one. It was so bad that, bless his heart, he lost his driver's license and he also lost his job. So keep Brian in your prayers in that too. I know that may sound small, but it isn't small, folks. His livelihood has been endangered. And he's been more or less put on a list where he can no longer do anything on his own, including travel. So keep him in your prayers. And also, don't forget, we're still offering the books through the end of this month, the Once Saved, Always Saved booklet, written by a good friend of mine who did a great job on the folks. He really did. And Once Saved, Always Saved booklet is on sale for $5, normally $7.50, while they last. If they're gone in the next couple of days, they'll be gone. But once the end of the month, they'll go back up to $7.50 because we're going to run out of these. And we have them for while they last. You can have them, folks, $5 a piece. If you have people who believe that fallacy, been taught that damnable doctrine, most of them Baptists, the ones saved, live like hell, and go to heaven doctrine, well, you let us know. For $5, you can get it. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4403. And order right online, credit card, debit card, tell Lisa what you want, or get her address from Lisa and write a letter and say you want the Once Saved, Always Saved book for $5. And the water filters that Jim McCann invented, they actually, now I'm going to say this, and I never thought I'd ever say this, because I've sold Berkey's for years and years and love Berkey filters, still have one. The water filters that Jim McCann has invented are better filters than the Berkey filters. And they will replace the Berkey filters in any stainless steel unit you may have that's a Berkey. It'll fit in any of them. They're a lot cheaper filters, actually. They do more than the Berkey filters do. You don't need both black and white. The same filter does both, but what takes two for doing a Berkey system. And the Berkey water filters are very hard to find. They're hard to get in. So we have right now on sale 10% off through the first Sunday of next month. 10% off on Jim McCann's water filters. They come in the 4-pack, folks, which is great if you have a regular Berkey. 4 filters will do you a long time. The regular price is $169. You can take 10% off. Take off $17, folks. $17. And if you want the 10-pack, it's regular $359. I can't remember. Maybe I think it's $359. Yeah, $359. You can take off $36 off that, 10% off. So you now's the time to get filters, folks. And if you already have filters, that's fine. At least order one extra set for what's in coming in the future. Please do that. Just call the office again at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And let Lisa know what you want and tell her that you want to order those fillers. Use credit card, debit card. Again, 10% off, regular price on the four sets, $169, $17 off. It ain't a fortune, but it helps. And the 10-pack at $359, take $36 off. But call right away, folks, because the sale will be off before you know it. And Jane McCanny wanted to do what he could to help pass on others and so you could afford the fillers, okay? Now, the center guest tonight is John Podash. John is a filmmaker. He's done a lot of other things, too. But I'm going to tell you about his new film in just a second. But, John, are you there?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Pastor Butch.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my friend, more than welcome. And tell the folks a little bit about yourself before we get into the program.
Sure. So I started working after college in the late 1980s as a drug and alcohol counselor. And then in the mid-1990s, I went to graduate school for counseling and also studied community organizing and went up to Columbia University for that. And I was working in New York City and was also researching some things I had started to find out when I was working in drug and alcohol counseling. And so I was working on a project that ended up becoming the book Drugs as Weapons Against Us, the CIA War on Musicians and Activists. And I had a tangent to that, which was the FBI War on Tupac Shakur and Black Leaders, which I published in 2007 and then was republished in 2021 by a larger publisher. But I turned both those books into films, and then I was trying to So I did a lot of, you know, talks. I talked to yourself about those, you know, those works, and I talked to people at, you know, C-SPAN's American History TV covered a lecture I did in a law school in Washington, D.C., and I also got lucky to be covered by the Reels Channel and RT and A&E television networks on these subjects. But I was in on the side while doing counseling. Now, you know, much more mental health counseling after graduate school. That's my day job. But on the side, I kept writing, and I was writing for a magazine called Covert Action Magazine, which was started by a CIA whistleblower named Phil Agee. And so I was trying to make my Drugs as Weapons Against Us film into a kind of more amusing film, you know, make it more entertaining with some jokes throughout, because there's a lot of funny stuff, stuff you can make fun of with the oligarchs and their machinations, the things they do behind the scenes against us. But so I wanted to try to ridicule them a bit while putting out some of the same, but also some new information. And then COVID hit in 2020. While I was in the middle of that project, so I thought I'd put a little bit on COVID at the very end of the film, some of the corruption I was finding around COVID. But the corruption I was finding kept growing and growing, and the tyranny around COVID, you know, with the way the government was coming down on us, just kept growing and growing. And then these vaccines came out, and the tyranny got worse, you know, in terms of the mandates, like everybody must, you know, or, you know, you might lose your job if you don't, or, you know, and pitting us against each other around these experimental vaccines. And I thought I just got to turn this whole film into strictly about COVID and the corruption I saw leading up to COVID that got us there. And so I end up, you know, putting out this film all about COVID called Shots, Eugenics, the Pandemics. And I put it out, you know, just came out in this, you know, beginning of July 2022, though I'd actually finished it a year before, about August of 2021. But it takes a year to get approval for a lot of the clips. It took a while for me to find a distributor that would put it out there because there was so much censorship around the subject. And but I finally got a good distributor and got it. You know, I'm happy to say that Tubi TV is showing it for free. And it's selling on it's also selling on Google Play for $1.99, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, etc. And I'm just so glad to break out of some of the censorship, because YouTube won't touch me, you know, with this stuff. They won't touch this subject at all. They censor me. Facebook, you know, secludes me and censors me a good bit, and, you know, a lot of other places censor me. So,
well, what did you say it was on TV?
On Tubi TV. It's there Tubi for free, TV. And it's also okay. on Google Play for $1.99 without ads.
Folks, if you can get to either one of those, do it. If you can't, you need to copy the DVD. It's really good because he does put some comedy into it, but it's a very serious video, documentary nonetheless, because he brings forth the wealth of his family that started all this clear back in the 1900s, early 1900s, mm-hmm. maybe before that even. But they had anti-ethnic, genocidal eugenics and laws passed in 30 states. I mean, they bought media, medical schools, started owning pharmaceutical companies. They did everything they could to make themselves wealthy at the expense of Americans' health. These same families, folks, are still in power today. Maybe another mm-hmm. generation, but the same families are still in power today. And still playing the same con game, and the masses in America simply can't see it, or won't see
right.
it. I don't know which. But the video is entitled Shots, Eugenics to Pandemics. And all I can say is it's worth the watch. Believe me, it is. You know, if you can get it, like I said, on Google, or you can order a copy of DVD, watch it, share it with your friends and family. No, this isn't over, people. Don't think, well, this is interesting, but it's already done. No, it's not done. It's not even anywhere near done.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to see so much more in the very near future that it's going to just rattle you right down to your socks. This isn't anywhere near over, is it, John?
No, not at all. Sadly enough, yeah. I mean, I just put hints about I put the World Economic Forum in there for one point about the way they're pushing cryptocurrency on us so much, and how the best evidence is, according to doctors, is there is there's something in the vaccine. It's hard to know exactly what it is, but some say it's some kind of nanotechnology, that little robotic instruments that connect us to somehow to, you know, 5G or whatever else, is something outside of us that, you know, has them keep tabs on us, that does surveillance on us, can monitor what's in our systems in some way, shape, or form, and affect us in some way. It's some kind of communication back and forth with this technology. And what I found is that graphene oxide that's in the vaccine, I show the scientific articles in this, is they had already perfected having graphene oxide be magnetic, and how they can bind inside your body. Once they're heated up, they bind and become little antennas and do other things for the powers that be that, you know, invented this technology. And now even one of the inventors of the mRNA technology, which is the kind of medical component of it all, says that he can't believe, you know, what they're using this for, and how he says nobody should take the vaccine anymore. It's it's lethal. It's been killing. It's actually killed, according to all the government's own reporting systems, it's killed more people worldwide than all the other vaccines combined in recorded history. Okay, and that's how dangerous this vaccine is. And like you said, my film for the first half hour covers the eugenics movement from the early 1900s up to, say, about World War II. And it shows how these same families, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, the Harrimans, the Carnegies, and even the Bushes, and all these, you know, super wealthy families, basically pushed this genocidal eugenics movement that was against, really was about sterilizing or eliminating between 60 and 90% of all ethnic groups. For, you know, Irish and Italians, it was 60% of them. For people of color, it was about 90% of them. And saying they were genetically inferior because of some crazy IQ test they came up with that talked about tennis courts and bowling alleys that poor people, you know, didn't know about, especially immigrants whose English wasn't perfect. And so they had these fake IQ tests. They said these people are all genetically inferior and need to be, you know, sterilized or eliminated. And that basically fed into what it was eventually. Well, first they built up World War I, how we had to go into World War I basically to kill off so many poor people that were, you know, pushed into the war. You know, million, and then they used experimental shots, experimental vaccines. You know, witnesses to that time say it was, they used between a dozen and two dozen different experimental vaccines on all the soldiers that were going to World War One. And we're talking about millions of soldiers going into, you know, World War One. And they say, so even PBS, I show a PBS episode that they called the Spanish flu, the so-called Spanish flu, they called it on PBS, because it wasn't really, you know, it didn't really start in Spain. Even PBS said it started in these forts, you know, different American forts where they started doing the experiment, you know, mandating the experimental vaccines on these soldiers. And this was in 1917 it started in these different military encampments in the United States, the forts, so that then they sent them over to, you know, Europe. And so people were even dying on the spot, according to eyewitnesses like, you know, Eleanor McBean and the Army eyewitnesses and the Army journals. I quote, show the quotes of the Army journals that say exactly how many people died after the taking the vaccine and all the illnesses they got. And so there's a, you know, even better evidence than my film, a new film out, that that yes, the Spanish flu was from these experimental vaccines, because the Rockefellers and Morgans had banks in a number of European countries, so they could push things over there too. And the people that, the countries that resisted the vaccines never got the Spanish, so-called Spanish flu. The families that resisted the vaccines never got the Spanish flu. The medical clinics that resisted the vaccine never, you know, saw any Spanish flu amongst their patients. And so that's basically the way it happened, because they ended up using all these leftover vaccines from the soldiers on the pushing on the general population, saying, you know, you're going to get what the soldiers got if you don't take these vaccines. And then people took the vaccines and got what the soldiers got, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was really horrible. That leads up to World War II, where they then pushed all this eugenics philosophy, but tons of money into what was a kind of war-torn Germany that was really in horrible shape, that really wasn't anti-Semitic. I mean, the Jews were actually treated, you know, best amongst European countries in Germany, believe it or not. And but they pushed this eugenics on them. They then funded the brown shirts and funded the rise of Hitler. And there we have, you know, the Holocaust against so many different people in Germany. And, you know, especially the Jews, of course, but also, you know, other groups that they, you know, deemed inferior. And so this is the whole kind of first 30 minutes of the film covers that. After World War II, though, I cover the whole lead up with perpetual war they pushed on us. And then the what was Project Baseless, which was a guy named Nicholas Baker wrote a book about and was covered in a great New York Magazine article. They had him write, was summarizing his book about all the government documents he found around Project Baseless, which was the use of biological and chemical warfare, but mainly biological warfare, starting with the Korean War on up to now. And it documents how they, you know, did that gain-of-function research, but they, you know, that they kept trying to perfect the perfect biological weapon. And the gain-of-function research is something that Fauci funded. You know, he funded it for decades, and they, you know, even Newsweek magazine, I show articles in Newsweek magazine and other top, you know, mainstream journals that talk about the gain-of-function research, how they were using it in Wuhan, China, and how they were trying to convert bat viruses into people, you know, coronaviruses, supposedly to defend ourselves from it, you know. But you know, we think that the best evidence is they were using it as a weapon against us, not just to defend ourselves against it.
Well, you know, you covered a lot there. Well, you know, yeah, you would think after generations of being deceived, we get our eyes open. But
yeah,
we quickly forget history, and most of the time we're ignorant of history. That's what they count on, is our ignorance, our apathy, indifference, or perhaps we just want to believe a lie because it's easier to believe a lie and go along with it than to try to stand against it when you're outnumbered, as we were at the COVID hoax and COVID, all that COVID crap. And I have to say this about COVID. COVID's cured the cold. COVID's cured the flu. I ain't never heard anybody having, getting a cold having flu more. Every time you get a sniffle, they got COVID.
Right.
I mean, there's no more cold and flu season and very little sinus season anymore. It's always COVID. But nonetheless, you would think after a while with all this information, and folks, I've stated this myself, I happen to know what some of the elite families in this world started coming back actually in the 1700s with the Rothschilds and on up that had controlled this whole world economically and maneuvers into wars for economic reasons for themselves. Now, of course, they're playing with the health reasons for the pharmaceutical companies. And by the way, folks, the word pharmakia, the word pharmaceutical means sorcery in the Bible, witchcraft. And that's what a lot of it is. It's witchcraft. Now, I didn't say all medicine is witchcraft. I didn't say that. That's not true. Not true at all. I mean, God give us herbs for healing of the nations. There are good medicines. But man, when man gets involved and starts working, buying, ordering drugs and DNA changing shots and vaccines like they give us now with the coronavirus. And by the way, all vaccines mess with your DNA. Every one of them adds animal DNA to you and other things to you that you don't know about because they don't want you to know about it. But all these things change your DNA to make your lifespan shorter, make you sicker more. And folks, let's face it, doctors and pharmaceutical companies as a whole don't want you to get well. You're a cash cow to them. They like to come back see them. So in the video, you covered a lot of different points, a lot of different areas. But obviously, if anyone would take time to even look now, and even now, government statistics and CDC is coming out even after all this and telling us how deadly this so-called vaccine was. I mean, millions of people have died worldwide with this vaccine already, have they not?
Yes, and it's not coming out. So the government's only reporting system is called the VAERS, or the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And that's the American reporting system. In Europe, it's the Eurovigilance, and each country has their own, different system. But when you add them all up, it's you come up with hundreds of thousands of deaths in the official reporting system. So for VAERS, it's about 30,000 deaths right now. Now the only with serious injuries, we're talking over a million serious injuries, and total adverse events are in the millions. So the problem with this is that even VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and when you add them up with the other reporting systems of the other countries, that's when it gets into the hundreds of thousands of deaths from this vaccine. But anyway, there was a government study commissioned by the Health and Human Services, and you can see that even in my trailer for the film. But and they gave Harvard the money to study VAERS system, and what Harvard came out with is the fact that about only 1% of all adverse events are ever reported to VAERS. So you could argue that it's really 100 times those 30,000 deaths is how many deaths there really is, but at least 10 times those 30,000 deaths. So there's probably somewhere between 300,000 and 300,000 and 3 million deaths is what the real number is in the United States likely from these vaccines. Granted, they also, what we hear is that some of these vaccines, some are more lethal than others because they're doing experiments within the experiment with these vaccines, because these vaccines are an experiment on us. That's why it's called experimental use authorization is all they got. Now, the only Pfizer commodity got the official FDA approval, but that vaccine was never released. So we don't even have an FDA, an FDA approval for a vaccine that's actually been, released with us. It's only a different version of the Pfizer vaccine that's been released and, the Moderna vaccine. And so, that's, some of the evidence of the massive amounts of deaths. And so other evidence is these lawsuits that these other reporting systems, there's been whistleblowers about these other reporting systems. They say, there's one guy who worked on several of 11 different other reporting systems that they don't even tell us about, and he found tens of thousands of deaths from the vaccines in each of those three reporting systems that he was in charge of. And Thomas Rentz is representing that whistleblower in a lawsuit. But he's an attorney working on that. So that's just some of the massive evidence that there is loads of deaths out there, and they're just hiding them. They're pretending like they're from, other things are happening to people that don't, or that they died of COVID itself and not the vaccine. But, Robert F. Kennedy outlines the fact that by law, if you die within a certain amount of days, weeks, months of taking the vaccine, I think it's about 6 months, then it's supposed to be because of the vaccine, because they can't be sure, unless they're completely sure it's something else, it's supposed to be attributed to the vaccine. So that's basically some of what's going on out there.
Well, I know people are just dog death about COVID. I mean, let's face it, we're all sick of hearing about it. We've heard about it for so long, we're all getting sick of it. I know that. Folks, I'm not trying to overload you with this, but I think it's important to know what's going on, because I don't know that all the numbers will ever get out. But I know some numbers are starting to leak out. I have family members, John, who've got the vaccine and I think a booster, maybe two. Mm-hmm. But they've had this thing, according to the doctors, COVID at least three or four times. I mean, mm-hmm. What's the point in getting a vaccine if you keep getting the same thing over and over again?
Right. And they say that it's lowering, at first it might booster a little bit against some original form of COVID, but then it starts to lower your immune system, against mutations or against other illnesses. And so, that's a big issue is what it does in that regard, is really hurting your immune system overall, even though it helps it slightly in the beginning for one specific thing, the spike protein. It ends up hurting it for many, many other parts of COVID and for other illnesses. And so that's why they say once you've gotten COVID, you actually have the best immunity, and some studies say 23 times better immunity than getting the vaccine itself. I show loads of studies about how natural immunity is much more robust, much stronger than anything you can take from the vaccine, and obviously is a much better reason not to take the vaccine is because the tons of dangers of the vaccine. Just the nanoparticles alone, and then the vaccine are so dangerous, according to a Journal of Nanoparticles article. Before the vaccine even came out, they say that nanoparticles are toxic for the ovaries and the testes, so they hurt our reproduction.
Of course, that's part of the plan. That's part of the plan. Yeah. Of course, now they're taking out blood clots out of people that died from blood clots. I mean, heart attacks and everything. To pull them out of them, I mean, huge. I know we're going to go to break here in just a few seconds. And folks, after the break, we'll take phone calls, too. If you have any questions, comments, give us a holler. We want to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. A lot more talk about folks. Now, I do want your opinion, your questions. Give us a call. Back at the break.
Up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40 and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Folks, we're back in and talking to John Podash in his film, Shots, Eugenics to Pandemics. I'll let him take in how you can watch it online and how you can find the DVD if you want to copy the DVD, and I highly recommend it. I truly do. It's a little over 2 hours long, but it's worth the watch. It truly is. And if you want to see the truth, share the family and friends, do it. And again, I know we've been COVIDed to death. And I mean that as a pun, obviously, but nonetheless, it's true. We've been hammering into our heads and hammering into our heads and hammering into our heads. But I will say this. For those of us that would not wear the mask, did not play their games, we're seeing some vindication now. People are looking at us saying, you know, you were right. You were right. The people were scared. You were right. But now they're working on something. There'll be more coming in. My friends, this COVID was a good trial for the whole world to see who would obey. The world basically shut down because of a hugely trumped up virus. I mean, it's real, but it's really, it was hyped up to bring the world to its knees economically, and it did. and even brought to its knees at almost a total tyranny worldwide. It's ruined the economies of all of other nations of the world, including the U.S. But that was all planned because Klaus Schwab said he wants us to have the Great Reset no later than 2030, and then we would own nothing and be happy about it. So this is all filling the gap. Please understand prophecy. And what's happening is see it tying together. The Great Reset's another word for the New World Order, if you want to use that, or even we'll say the beast system. That's all part of it. We now have one of his advisors named Harari, who calls us common people redundant, useless. We're no longer needed. Now, this is their own words. This will be, by the way, in September's magazine. If you don't receive the Minuteman magazine by email, you need to email me and get a copy of September's Minuteman magazine. It's out, send out once a month. It's free. No charge online. Folks, the material on that thing will just blow your mind and share with your families and friends. Come and make hard copies of it if you want off the internet. I don't care. But it's available. And the Minuteman news is available just by emailing me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. Start like you're starting a car. pastorbutch@startmail.com. We'll have articles in there this month that you're going to find very interesting, including Harari saying that you and I are useless eaters. Now, he says that with his own words. They don't need us. We're redundant. AI is going to take our place. Now, this is what he's saying, and it's tying in right into the 2030 agenda of Klaus Schwab. Folks, remember, these people are the servants of Satan. And some of them, it's Klaus Schwab and Harari, not two of them. Harari is a sodomite pervert. Schwab is just a demonic entity. You can tell by looking at him. But some of them come on really, really pretty and attractive. That's how the Antichrist will come, looking very attractive. And he'll come in with ideas that will save the economies. And people won't think that he's God on earth, so to speak. Well, we're seeing this come together. Now, with the monkeypox situation, John, are they getting by with that as fast as you want to, or is this something still coming in the future? I know now that some of the people have finally admitted that this is an STD. This is transmitted between homosexuals normally, but it can also be transmitted through intimate contact between anybody. So is this going to be something that's going to kind of go to the wayside and something else step into the picture? What's going to happen?
Well, I was glad to see on places like Facebook and other places that a lot of people are making fun of this monkeypox, you know, virus coming in. You know, some people were saying something to the effect of, oh, it's monkeypox season already. I just put up my Ukrainian decorations, you know, and so people are getting aware and making fun of the fact that they're pushing something else ridiculous on us. And you know, granted, whatever COVID was, who knows what it was and wasn't. The key is that you know, we don't even know, because the PCR test, I show, you know, a clip of the inventor of the PCR test saying it wasn't meant to diagnose. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you have, even though it might come up saying you have something, doesn't mean you'll get sick from it, doesn't mean you have it. It just might show a trace of something, doesn't mean you got a case or a problem. And never before, like Dr. Joseph McCullough said, never before in history have they called someone without any symptoms of something a case. And, you know, they try to scare us with all these supposed cases, you know. And so this is the big lie. And so they're going to try to push this idea that monkeypox is, you know, a new epidemic. But people aren't buying it. People stopped. You know, they won't. You know, they tried to push this infant vaccine on people. No mothers came with their kids for it. I mean, virtually none. You know, a trickle, maybe one or two. The director of the FDA Office of Vaccine Research and the assistant director both resigned in protest over them, the way they tried to push through that, you know, vaccine for little infants. And so, you know, people are very wary now of this vaccine for kids, for sure. Some adults are still, you know, buying it and getting their boosters, but many more people, large percentages of people, are just seeing through this stuff and just not believing it and not buying it anymore. But so hopefully they'll see that this monkeypox is, you know, a bit of a joke. So they're not going to, you know, buy this new vaccine that's going to have all the problems that the old vaccine, you know, for COVID had too. And even the original, you know, they did try to push a swine flu, for example, in the 1970s, and they got 45 million people to take that swine flu shot. But after 25 people died, they stopped it. And maybe several hundred got Guillain-Barré syndrome, where they started to get paralysis from the feet upwards. And so, you know, 25 deaths and they stopped it. And here we have 30,000 deaths in the United States and they still haven't stopped the COVID vaccine. You know, it's incredible. So it's just, as Dr. McCullough says, it's unprecedented.
Well, it is. And to understand that, with all sincerity, they know what's going on. And they do try to hide it. That's true. They try to hide it. But you would think, though, enough people in this country would maybe have died quickly and mysteriously after getting the vaccine, that enough people would be thinking, why? What's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they hiding from us? I mean, I don't hear anybody, now maybe I'm missing this, but I don't hear many people in my area asking any questions about this, even though some of them may know it. They're being very quiet about it. I really thought people would be asking questions as to what do you think happened to so-and-so and, you know, a different thing, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Well, it's strange. I mean, they got us so hoodwinked because I have a subplot of things is the way they, of course, show how the Carnegies, Rockefellers, Harrimans, and all them, they bought up the media. They, you know, not only bought up medicine and medical schools and the pharma, you know, pushed the pharmaceutical companies and the whole different form of medicine, as we mentioned earlier, but they bought up the media in a huge way. And I show all the ways, you know, all the experts and the insiders of the media that said this is how they control the media, including and especially the medical journals. Former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, now teaches at Harvard, and she said it's incredible the way the pharmaceutical companies completely control the medical journals and fund the studies that are supposed to be independent and don't allow anything, you know, other things to come out. And so these insiders are now blowing the whistle a bit on this, and you know, that's why I'm trying to get their words out there to a broader audience so people can see how this control happens, you know.
Well, now, are you getting a lot of good response from people? I mean, where have you been? Have you been to meetings and maybe churches and talk about this and show this? I mean, what's going on with that?
I would love to talk to churches and love to talk at conferences and forums. I've been getting calls from interviewers like yourself, and that's been great, but I would love to go to forums to talk to people directly about it. That's why I would love for your callers to call in for any questions they had. I'd love to answer questions from any of your callers. I've been studying this COVID stuff from the beginning and just nonstop. And so, you know, I'd love to answer more questions about it at any churches, for any pastors or anyone else that would want to contact me. You can contact me through my website, johnpotash.com. That's johnpotash.com. It's also another name for my website is shotsmovie.com. And so just contact me through that website, and I would love to speak to your churches, answer any questions, you know, or anywhere, any other forums that would have me. I'd love to speak, you know, to schools or anywhere. But so far it's brand new. You know, it's only been out for about a month and 10 days, I guess, now, and so, or a month and maybe 2 weeks. And, you know, so I haven't heard anything more than from some interviewers, you know, which has been great to talk to people, you know, with interviews. But some interviewers are a little scared to talk to me because of the fact that YouTube will censor them once they talk to me, and that's a sad thing. But people like yourself, the Power Hour, other radio programs have been, you know, calling me, and that's been great.
Well, it's too late for them to censor me off YouTube. They did that months ago. But anyway... Let's take a phone call from New Mexico. Let's talk to Mick. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, I'm sorry. Is he aware of what the word Germany means in Latin?
I don't know. I doubt it. Go ahead.
It means genuine Hebrew Judah.
Oh, really?
You
didn't know that.
Really. It does mean that.
Wow. Did not know that. Okay.
Couldn't quite hear that.
Repeat that again.
Into Psalms 83. Look at it. Read it. What it says.
Okay. And repeat that again, what Germany means in Latin.
Genuine Hebrew Judah.
Genuine Hebrew Judah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I did not know that. Interesting.
Never heard that before.
Interesting. Okay, good point, Mick. Anything else?
I heard another word. You keep using the word redundant. Are you familiar what that means?
Yeah, thanks, sir, but what do you think it means?
It means to repeat.
Oh, yeah. Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, all that stuff in computer programming, all that stuff.
Well, you know,
some other stuff the hard way.
I mean, Harari says that because of who we are and because they're going to be computers and take our place, we'll be redundant. I mean, we've been here too long, same thing over and over again. And, you know, they don't want that at all.
Right. They want to get rid of us. They want to get rid of us so they can have the earth to themselves, you know.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Good call, Mick. Thanks for info. Appreciate it.
That's why he's saying Psalms 83.
Psalms 83.
What's that all about? Where Esau hated him, and the Amalekites tried to run to try to destroy the real Israelites.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Mick. Appreciate it. Good call. And folks, the line is open, 844-769-2944. And if you were talking to, if you had a chance to talk to, and right now you're talking to actually people all over the world, and we're blessed to have listeners all over the world, what would you tell them to be careful of, in your opinion, that's coming in the near future?
Well, I'd be careful of all vaccines, of course, but I'd also be, I'd just be careful of all these pharmacy drugs too, because more and more studies are suggesting that, you know, more and more of these you know, extra drugs that are coming out have problems with them. You know, they're finding, but they're seeming to find different ways, different delivery systems for this graphene oxide and things like that. You know, the vaccines obviously are the main ones, but they seem to be doing things with all kinds of drugs that if you don't absolutely need them, yeah, be wary before you take the doctor's prescription. Just be sure it's safe, if you can. If you can get the, you know, what's in them. If you can find out what's in them, and that's one of the problems with the vaccines, with the COVID-19 vaccine, is they never even had a full, you know, list of ingredients. And when anyone did see any kind of ingredients in them, they left out things like the Japanese version of the mRNA vaccine showed the graphene oxide, according to a pharmaceutical, you know, insider who blew the whistle on that, and a woman named Karen Kingston who risked her career to talk about this stuff. And, you know, you can see her in my film. But it's just, you know, they're going to have constantly new creative ways to put things in our bodies that shouldn't be in there, I would say.
Wow. And did you foresee another so-called pandemic in the near future, perhaps, that they might try to bring up? I know monkeypox isn't flying too well. What could they do to scare us in something else, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, well, Bill Gates has said, you know, he's been behind a lot of this stuff, and he said there's going to be another pandemic for sure. And, you know, he's so invested in the vaccine, so it's going to make him a lot of money. But he's also, you know, been called on TED Talks talking about how we can reduce the population by 10 or 15% with the vaccines. So, well, you know, he's coughed several times saying things like that. So obviously he's still a eugenicist, and obviously, you know, he wants to take away, you know, to destroy, basically eliminate, you know, huge swaths of the population, you know, hundreds of millions, if not a billion people. Yeah, it's that's just some of what I foresee happening here in the future.
Well,
so,
we,
I mean,
also
I
know,
foresee
of course,
another, some other kind of pandemic that they're going to, you know, make up.
Of course, there'll always be something else to scare us back in the cage. We also know that Fauci and his friends received a lot of money kickback from the pharmaceutical companies that developed these vaccines. Also, folks, let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome to the program.
Oh, Pastor Butch?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah, I wonder if your guest thinks that this vaccines are tied into the Mark of the Beast and Book of Revelation, an impossible digital currency, and just cut people off. You can't buy or sell unless you prove you've been vaccinated. I wonder what he thinks about that.
Yeah, and so I have a scientist, I mean a doctor named Dr. Christian Northrup, in my film. And she says, she outlines everything about the vaccine in that regard. She says that the Microsoft and the billionaire Bill Gates Foundation, they basically got the copyright for this, I mean, not the copyright, the patent, I'm sorry, for this vaccine, for some of the technology in this vaccine. And the patent was 666, believe it or not. And so it's patent number 666, or it's something that sounds exactly like 666. I don't know if it was 0606.
Hey, it's 060606, but go ahead.
Yeah, 060606, right. And so, and then, so you got that in there, and then you got the fact that it's that technology connects with the internet. Okay, it's the technology in the vaccine. It's these you know, what she called these you know, tiny robots, basically, but that are you know, the size of like nanorobots inside the vaccine. And it's really it's either some technology in there already manufactured, or it's the graphene oxide that combines in a magnetic way to then become part of that technology. But whatever it is, it's in the vaccine, and it connects to the internet, and it connects to digital currency, she says. She says it's going to make us all commodities, because it connects to a barcode. So each of us that are vaccinated, thankfully I'm not vaccinated, but each of us that are vaccinated, sadly enough, are going to be connected to a barcode and become commodities, and be tied to digital currency, she says, in some way, shape, or form. Because they're pushing, the World Economic Forum is pushing digital currencies like crazy. And why?
Oh, yes,
because that's the way they can control us. If we have digital currency, they can just turn it off for people that they don't want to turn off their income for.
That's why we're told them make merchandise of us. That's what you're doing. Go ahead, Bruce.
How many months and years do you feel this is away from all this happening? I think it's imminent.
It's hard to know. You could be right. It could be imminent. I don't know how many years it's going to take. They're pushing it so strongly that it could be in the next few years or even quicker. I just don't know. I hope we can fight it off so that it never comes upon us.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
Yeah.
I wish we could.
Yeah. Good call, Bruce. Anything else, Bruce?
No, thanks for the information. Very informative.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for the call. Bruce, watch this video. Folks, watch the video on Google or other places. No, we're going to take a phone call
Google TV and Tubi TV, yeah.
Google TV and Tubi TV. And if they want to order it, how can they order a copy of it?
So they can order it from Amazon, from Barnes & Noble, from Best Buy, and even from Walmart. So.
All right, folks, this gets entitled Shots, Eugenics, Two Pandemics by John Potash. Name spelled like it sounds, Potash. Let's go to Jan now. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I was wondering if your guest has heard anything about this vaccine they've been working on for the Spanish flu. You know, a few years ago, they went up to Alaska, went into the permafrost, and actually got samples of the Spanish flu. They dug them up.
And that's true. They did do that, yes.
And I was wondering if he has heard anything about what they have planned for that.
Well,
because they didn't do that without plans.
Right. Well, the best evidence I have is that the Spanish flu wasn't really a Spanish flu, but it was something that kind of became this deadly, something. Like the best evidence, according to some of the top scientific journals, is that most of the people that died of the Spanish flu died of really bacterial meningitis, okay? So, they could be trying to whip up the idea that they're experimenting on the Spanish flu and might accidentally release it and then say, oh God, we need a vaccine for it. And they could definitely create that narrative and sell it to us. But really, it's probably going to end up being bacterial meningitis, because that's what they were actually giving experimental bacteria meningitis vaccines to all these soldiers and then civilians. And that was along with like scarlet fever, vaccine, all kinds of other craziness, or there were people were getting scarlet fever from another experimental vaccine. So they were giving a dozen to two dozen experimental vaccines when all these soldiers, and then when they had a surplus of the vaccines, they gave them to the civilian population of America and a bunch of European countries. And again, the countries that didn't get those vaccines, like Greece, didn't get the flu. So, that's where I think it's at, is they're going to whip up the idea of the Spanish flu, really just probably put out the same thing, like ways to give, say you need to get the vaccine for the flu, and now again it will be either bacterial meningitis or some other things they're really injecting in us.
Okay.
More questions? I know, because my great-uncle got the Spanish flu at an army base.
That's very telling.
Before.
I'm so sorry
you heard
got
anything
it,
about the Spanish flu. You heard stuff before that. So it definitely started here.
Thank you for telling that story. That's really important. Thank you.
Interesting.
But anyway, I was thinking that they supercharged this stuff because they had to get a sample of it. Apparently they didn't have any. It was gone.
Mm.
So they went and dug it up, and I'm thinking they didn't go dig that up for nothing. I have to agree with that.
Very much agree with that. Sad but true. Thanks for the call, sis. Appreciate it. Good call. And folks, about our time tonight, but again, repeat how you then get, I can watch the video, how you can order the video, because a lot of people, I'm sure, don't have computers. And those on computers, is there a phone number they can call and order a copy of it?
Sure. So, guys, I should give my distributor. I tell you, it's actually in many, many libraries around the country too. And if it's not in your library, you can just ask for it and they'll order it, because I've found it's now in a library in a county right next to my county. It's in a library in Seattle, Washington area. It's in a library in Ohio. It's now in probably 100 different libraries around the country. So, and if it's not in your library, just ask for it, because they'll order it pretty quickly. You know, it's very, they get it pretty quickly from this library distribution service that's been ordering tons of my DVDs. You know, like probably over 100 of my DVDs have already been ordered to different libraries around the country. So, but otherwise, you can call. Yeah, I wish I had my distributor's number on me.
But go to my website and
email me through my website, shotsmovie.com. Email me and message me, and I'll make sure you can, find out how to get it, and I'll give the information.
All right. Thank you, John, for everything, and thanks for what you're doing. We'll talk in the future. How's that?
That'd be great, Pastor Butch.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Talk to you soon. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all have a wonderful night tonight. And do get the video. Share with your friends. Please share with your friends. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.